Well, it's a beautiful Monday morning. It's the 21st of Shawwal, 1443. My beloved, wonderful listeners of Asafina to Ilaljanna. 24 minutes after 5 South African time, I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved senior, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Shawwal, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 113 and verse 114. Cognizance must be taken of the fact that the greatest miracle of Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the noble Quran. So let's see what Almighty Allah informs us. وَكَذَلِكَ and similarly أَنزَلْنَاهُ we have revealed to him. To him, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So remember this book. So we all, Almighty Allah, uses the plural, the royal pronoun, as a symbol of respect and reverence to stamp his authority. Only we can do this. The entire universe and creation, place them one side. They can never do that. So this Quran Sharif, we have revealed it, Quranan Arabiya, in the Arabic language. Today we find people saying, I read the Quran in English or Afrikaans or Zulu or Gujarati or whatever, Urdu. Remember, you read the translation of the noble Quran, not the Quran Sharif. The noble Quran, the glorious Quran, is only in Arabic. So why in Arabic? See, English, how many changes it has already undergone. You have the archaic English, Shakespearean English, thou and thy and thee and so forth. In the Arabic language, you go to any Arab country and ask them, they tell us what is the greatest book in the Arabic language. Each one will tell you it is the Quran Sharif. That is why it was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You non-Muslim should remember this, that majority of the people who have memorized and by heart the entire Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, majority of the Muslims who have memorized it and committed it to memory are non-Arabs. When we completed the Quran, we did not know what it means and so forth. So that is the miracle. A boy 5, 6, 7 years old, girl 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, old people 70, 80, 90 years, by hearting and memorizing the noble Quran. وَصَرَّفْ wa'afna fihi min al-wa'id. And Almighty Allah has repeatedly mentioned in it the warnings. Commit this crime and that will happen. Commit that crime and that will happen. So why did Almighty Allah warn us in several verses? La'allahum yattaqoon. So that they abstain and they refrain. Wala taqrabu zina. Do not even go near fornication, adultery. Innahu kana fahisha. It is something obscene, indecent. Nobody wants it must happen to his sister, daughter, wife. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So how can we justify it for somebody else's daughter, sister, wife? So think properly about that. So that the people must refrain and abstain from that. Oh, yuhdithu lahum dhikra. Oh, Almighty Allah Jalla wala will establish for them, make it a reminder for them. Because reminding people is beneficial. Almighty Allah tells us in the next verse, in the initial phases and stages, when the wahi, the revelation came upon the Mubarak, blessed heart of the Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanted to read it with Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel Gabriel. So Almighty Allah said, no, wait till Jibreel has read it completely and thereafter you read. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Who is the supreme being? Who does all the majesty, grandeur belong to? فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ. Almighty Allah is exalted and sublime. He is the King of Kings, the Malik. Today they say King Hassan, King Hussein, King Abdullah, King Salma. So all these kings today, Prime Minister, President, are temporary. They have to die and one day their kingdom will perish. Almighty Allah is the King of Kings, remember that. Al-Haq, the only true king, the ruler, sovereignty, majesty is with him for all times, all places, all circumstances. You, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were, you are, you always will be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Wala ta'ajal bil Quran. Do not make haste regarding the Quran Sharif. Min qabli ay yuqda ilayk wahyu, that before the revelation is finished, you already reading. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let me also read. The love for Almighty Allah, the love for the speech of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. So Almighty Allah said, no, everything will be preserved, protected in your Mubarak, blessed heart, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Waqul, and say, Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh, my beloved Allah, increase me in knowledge. Read the entire Quran Sharif, noble, glorious Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, and you will not find a single place where Almighty Allah says, ask Allah for more and more and more, except for knowledge. So first thing we have to teach people is the true knowledge. That is the prerequisite. Then they will understand what is the true iman, the true faith, the true conviction. Today people go to university, college, school, but many a time they are learning things that are totally incorrect. For example, today they are promoting the LGBT. For example, they are promoting the condom culture. For example, they are promoting, remember that we were chimpanzees and so forth, the Darwin theory. So all this Islam rejects absolutely and totally and completely. So we must keep on reading this and make effort. Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh, Almighty Allah, increase me in knowledge. This is a challenge. From the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave, every day I must learn something new. In Maqasid Hasana, Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah has mentioned a hadith that the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man istawa yawmahu fawa maghbun. The person whose 2 days are equal, Saturday, Sunday came, weekend is gone, we didn't learn anything, it's wasted days in our life. Allah protect us. Let's give you some world news. America claims it's a superpower, but it doesn't have formula milk, it doesn't have milk for the children, for the infants, for the babies. Hence, they had to import it from Europe. So yesterday, a small quantity came and so forth. Now, what do you say about that? It shows that the King of Kings is only Almighty Allah. He has made this human being muhtaj, dependent. I alone am self-sufficient. You can never be self-sufficient. You will always be muhtaj, dependent on Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, for His ever-recurring bounties and favors. You see? When Islam speaks, it teaches us that which is tayyib, which is pure, and a chaste society. But now we got some monkey business going on. Mm. So they call it monkeypox. And where is monkeypox? Monkeypox is in North America, your United States. It's in Europe, in Switzerland. It's in Israel. I didn't say all this. You go to the BBC website and listen to BBC. And they are telling you all this. And when they start analyzing it, before they used to say that this monkeypox is caused to those people who are, remember, lead a promiscuous lifestyle, people who are involved in the gay brigade and homosexuality, now they're changing the words a little bit. They say, no, when you have very close contact with other human beings, you see the white hegemony. The white people, I don't say all. I know what is apartheid. You know what is apartheid. We experience it firsthand. But when you look at the macro and the micro, you will know the whites, they want control in the world. That is the white hegemony. So what happens is this, for them, Africa is a liability. These 50 plus countries in Africa, they say they're waste of time. They must be just wiped off the surface of this earth. They are only good for begging bowls. Give us loan, give us this, all that. So we must be the people in charge. But Allah has His own system. So Almighty Allah gave them COVID, Corona. Almighty Allah punished them now with monkey business, monkey pox and so forth. And if you look at the images coming through, it's really, really frightening. Therefore, O human being, O Muslim, read the authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai and Abu Dawood. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. O Allah, Jalla wala, I seek Your protection from the evil, dreaded diseases. Always read that. Teach our flowers, our children. And last one, you, the people of KZN, Durban, South Coast, North Coast, Central Durban, you, the people of India, and especially in Bihar and Assam. The rain came in India. So many people lost their lives. And we see in our KwaZulu-Natal, last year was looting, plundering. Ramadan Mubarak were the floods. And again, first thing you must remember, that we must remain positive with Almighty Allah. Never allow negativity to come. Things are good, Alhamdulillah. Things are against our worms, fancies, desires, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli. Ya Allah, we praise You in all cases and circumstances. And read the Quranic dua. Read the Sunnah dua. Quran is a direct speech of Almighty Allah during the time of the Tufan. And Nuh alayhi salam, Noah and the floods, Noah and the deluge. So Almighty Allah teaches us. Chapter 11, Surah Hud, verse 44. Ya ardu bla'ima aki. Oh, you land and sand, you swallow your water in within yourself. Take that water and absorb it and swallow it. وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِئِ. And you, the sky, the clouds, you withhold it. You clear away the rain, take away the rain. So speak to Allah, cry to Allah. And in the Hadith Sharif of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prophetic text where the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam, when there's too much rain, then say, Allahumma hawalayna wala alayna. Oh Allah, send the rain to other parts. Send it to Kimberley, send it to Port Elizabeth, send it to Somalia, send it to those parts of the world where they require the rain, and give out charity, O Muslim, and say, Bismillah, khairul asma. Bismillah, khairul asma. Ya Allah, we're taking your Mubarak, blessed, honorable name. Your name is the best of names. Ya Allah, you protect us. We admit, we confess. There are no mitigating circumstances. We are guilty as charged, Ya Allah, that we are sinners, we are transgressors. But your mercy, Ya Allah, that is bigger, greater than all our vices put together. Surah 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your mercy. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. 8:30 to 9 this morning, inshallah, Mona Zahid Khan will interview me again today, inshallah. Between 8:30 and 9, between 1 and 2 will be the tafsir. 2 to 2:30 will be the report back. We'll discuss Hajj and related issues. 8 to 10 tonight, inshallah, Aziz, the live Q&A with Moana Arafat, Hatia, and myself. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu fiqh.
Let's start with Velkom Ustad. Is a Hafiz Sab. He says, Assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti Sab. Could you please tell us what's happening in Lanesia? Several people arrested in police operation in Lanesia, and over 200 wanted suspects have been arrested in Lanesia. Hafiz Sab from Velkom Ustad.
Bismillah ya Rahman ya Rahim. Jazakallahu khairan, Hafisa, from Welcome and the Free State in Free State. You're welcome to ask your question. Ameen. I also saw the article yesterday. So you know, sometimes if a superior comes and now he checks up the police and tells them, do your work, do this, do that. So then, you know, if you go to Durban, there's a masjid there. It's called Junction Masjid. So Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Alayhi, he used to say that time they used to have the Shab Guzari before this Hilal and all that. So they used to have it in Junction Masjid. So they in Clarewood. So Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was a Waliullah. He used to say that some people only function in Junction. Some people function only in Junction. So our police is like that. You must remember that. They will be snoozing half the time. Then somebody will say that, do this, do this. Then they will arrest 100, 200, 3. So somebody will be guns, you know, that illegal guns. Somebody will be gangsters. Somebody will be drugs. Somebody will be this. So variety of crimes and so forth. They supposed to be on the beat, daily patrolling. But you know how it things goes. So people have lost confidence in South Africa, in the politicians. People have lost confidence in the law enforcement police. People have lost confidence in ESCOM. People have lost confidence in the judicial system. So that is the big, big problem. But we must never lose confidence and conviction in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We must always remain positive in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Listener says, Molana AK, is it true that 800,000 people had to flee their homes in India due flooding and 34 people died due to lightning bolt? Ustad?
Remember, I told you, any nation that plays with Islam, mocks Islam, scoffs the Muslims, punishes them, then Allah ki lati be awaze. You don't have to go far. I've been twice to Sri Lanka, Ceylon, call it whatever you want. The first time I went, everything was smooth. Second time I went, they told me, go away. I stayed there still 2-3 days, and then I diverted, I changed my ticket, I went to Malaysia, KL, Kuala Lumpur, and I saw with my own eyes that what these Buddhists were doing. They were targeting the Muslim houses. Some Muslim houses even put Buddha's flags so their house must not be burned. They were targeting the Muslim businesses. And then last year, you know what they did? They did not even allow the Muslims to bury their dead and deceased. They said, no, we're going to cremate you and cremate your children and your parents and your spouses and everybody. So see, the whole country finished now. That they never had money to pay for petrol. They got no foreign money. Nothing, nothing. So when Allah ki lati be awaze, we're telling the BJP, we're telling Modi, we're telling him, all of them, remember Amit Singh, whoever, whatever their names are, that remember you're going to pay a heavy, heavy price for what you are doing, that you want to erase and wipe out 700 years rule of the Muslims and their contribution. And you tell the Muslims, jao, jao, Pakistan, jao, jao, Kabristan, pick up and go Pakistan, or you stay here, we send you to Kabristan and the graveyard. Then for action, there will be reaction. So what can they do now? Nothing. So not 800,000, there'll be millions of people displaced. You know how the media is. So they will downplay so many things and so forth. Not every Hindu is with the BJP. There are people of justice. There are people of conscience. And they are speaking against their government. But they're in a minority. Majority, this is all in preparation for the next election. We want the Hindu Raja. We want the Hindu kingdom. Mm. We don't want Muslims. Like how the Jutlas and the Jews say that this is a Jewish democracy. We don't want these Arabs. And if you're going to stay here, then we will treat you like second, third, fourth class citizens. So you better change your policy. And you, the people of India, remember, there was so much harmony. You had problems, but not now. This is a policy of targeting and ethnic cleansing of Muslims. And for that, you will pay a terrible price. Remember that. Allah ki lati be awaze. When the stick of Almighty Allah hits, it does not make a sound. So these are just warning signs for them. Zalika yukhawwifullahu bi ibada. That Allah ta'ala is warning people. I will just send my rain, I will send tsunami, I will send the earthquake, I will send hurricane. So many things Allah has taught us what happened, but the human being always thinks, no, that I will be the one who can do as I please. So that is our short-sightedness.
I see Jonah says that, I just want to confirm with you, AK, Israel, Switzerland and Austria are the latest countries to confirm cases of monkeypox, bringing the total number of nations reporting outbreaks to 15. And he says, if you could please pray for Israel, because more than 80 cases have been confirmed in the recent outbreak in Europe, the US, Canada, and Australia. Jonah Ustad.
100% Jonah. That's why I like you, Jonah. That you speak the truth to a certain extent. You see, we are Muslims. We pray for whole humanity, but we pray for justice. And justice is the precursor for peace. But if your Israeli Bennett government, Netanyahu government, does not have one rule for everybody, for the Zionists, for the Jew, you have a different law. For the Palestinians, you have a different law. You murder our journalists, and you murder my sons and children. You murder our people. You take Zubaydi and dump him in isolation there. So then we have to speak against it. Now see, I want to teach you a lesson. What you said, I already mentioned in my introduction. But nevertheless, I want to ask you one question, Jonah, and every Zionist, and every Jew, and every person who is in favor of Israel. Now there is a movement there. They say this Sunday coming, the 29th of May, that they're going to march. They're going to march where? On Masjid al-Aqsa, the Dome of the Rock, the beautiful golden dome. Surah Yasin, chapter 36, 83 verses inscribed there on that dome. And they say they're going to start dismantling it. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. And the Jutlas call it Temple Mount. We call it the Dome of the Rock. So they say they're going to replace it with Haikale Suleimani, Temple of Solomon. I'm asking you that you say I must pray for Israel. We pray. I pray for you also. But can I pray for such people? I pray Almighty Allah guide them. And if they don't listen, then Almighty Allah give them monkeypox. That is our dua. That is our dua. Allah made the jutlas monkeys, Quran says. And if you want the reference, go open my brother Jonah on the Sabbath, that they did not listen to what Almighty Allah say. They did not listen to what Yahweh say. You'll use the word Yahweh. So they said, we will fish you. Allah, don't come and tell us. Allah forbid. So chapter 7, verse 165, 166, 167. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. You become literally monkeys. So that is what the Quran is teaching us. So if these people think they will get away with this, to come to our masjid, our third holiest place, and they want to cause us harm, then we will first pray for guidance. And second, we'll pray, Almighty Allah, take them and give them monkeypox and transform them. So that will be our dua and supplication, my brother Jonah. You know, we like to hit it straight like an arrow.
SubhanAllah, I love that word of yours. Mr. Bishop says, say if I have to accept Islam and accept everything of yours, what guarantee I have you're going to protect me? Because I'm already having threatening calls. Mr. Bishop Ustad.
We give you no guarantee. Remember that I told you that before, Mr. Bishop. You know what's your problem, Mr. Bishop? Your problem is that you're worried about your wages. You're worried about your perks. You're worried they might take your car away. You're worried about they will do this. Nay, Mr. Bishop, you have to ask yourself this question. You are a man of the cloth. You are a man of religion. So we as human beings, we have to place our trust in Almighty Allah. Who is going to save me? I speak openly. I travel. I go, yeah, this week I'll be in Durban, inshallah. Everything goes according to plan. So with the help and mercy of Allah, so we place our trust only in Allah. No Maulana Arafat or Junaid or this one. And we don't have bodyguards. And that we simple Simons. So we say, Brother Bishop, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. When you place your trust in Almighty Allah, Allah alone will protect you. So that is Iman. That is our faith. We will use all the means that are at the disposal, and remember that they are permissible to use, but our trust we will place in Allah. Every night I come down, I look at everything here in the studio and everything. Every room I enter, see the lights are off, computers are off, everything is off. I lock up and then I go by my house. I see everything, switch on the alarm, and then we place our trust in Almighty Allah. So that is our message. Why should I tell you we will give you bodyguards? We're not going to do all that. We're not going to give you anything. You must embrace Islam, because from the inner recesses of your heart, you must say, my salvation lies only in Islam. And if somebody puts a bullet through me or through you, we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I died a martyr for the love of Almighty Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mr. Bishop, listen carefully. We as Muslims believe from the inner recesses of our heart in the noble Quran, that is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Then we believe unreservedly, unconditionally in the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his teachings and preachings. Then in Bukhari Sharif. Bukhari Sharif is the most authentic compilation of the sayings, the verdicts, the pronouncements, statements of the Master Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is, remember, a Sahabi, a companion, a student of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His name Haram. Today Muslims think haram is only for unlawful. No. Haram means sacred, holy, pious, honorable. So all that meanings. So Masjidul Haram in Makkah, the sacred holy mosque. So haram. Tir ar par ho gaya. In Urdu we say, the enemy shot the arrow, it went in through the chest, and it came out at the back. aar paar ho gaya. What did he do haram, radiallahu anh? He raised his hands, and the blood was oozing out, gushing out. And he took then, raised his palms and his hands, and when it was filled with that blood, in matter of seconds, he smeared it on his face, and he said, Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba, Ya Allah, I am successful now. I have given my life for your love and your pleasure.
Allah,
that is our guarantee, my brother, Bishop. When you say you are Muslim, then true Muslim, then for the love of Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the love of Islam, we are prepared to give everything.
Haq.
That is what we must know, my brother Bishop. So what you say now, Bishop?
He says, he says, my house is about to be taken from me. Where will I and the family go? Mr. Bishop says, Ustad.
So remember, Mr. Bishop, if you do things for the love of Allah, I'm giving you a verse that will inspire you so much, Master Bishop. And I want you to read it, okay? So you must look at it, read it, and say, Oh Allah, Oh God, Almighty Allah, I'm placing my trust in you. You do it for the sake of Allah. I don't want to promise you anything, but you do so for the love of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and see what Almighty Allah will do for you. I'm reading for you, chapter 8, verse 17. إِيَّعَلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا. When there's goodness in your heart, when there's goodness in your heart, Mr. Bishop, then yu'tikum khayram mimma ukhidha minkum. Allah will give you somebody something better than that than that which was taken away from you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and he will forgive you. Chapter 8, verse 70. Take the initiative, and then we talk. You must take the first step, my brother Bishop. That is what we say. We don't want to be like the Christians. Become a Christian, become this. We will pay your rental. We will... No, we say, you must embrace Islam, and we don't give you no guarantees. But after that, you will see what will happen.
Allahu
so Akbar. That is what we say. Chapter 8, verse 70.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Ustaz, there's a listener who would like to remain anonymous saying that we must thank Russia for what Putin has done. Do you know why, AK? Suddenly, COVID-19 news death testing status disappeared from media, Ustad.
Yes, I sent that thing out already yesterday. You're not on my group, my brother, my sister. I sent it out. Putin is a big harami, remember that. But now he's a good harami. You understand? So you must, you know what is harami? Harami is a bee. So that is what harami is. Putin massacred our people in Chechnya. Russia massacred, remember, Afghanistan. So not we suffer from selective amnesia. We know what they did and what they did to the Muslims that time when communism was at its peak. If you go to Uzbekistan, I give you one lesson. You Muslims, you don't know these things because you fast asleep. If you go to Uzbekistan, where Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, is buried, those people who went there after the Soviet Union disintegrated, Uzbekistan was part of Soviet Union. So by Imam Bukhari, Amirul Mu'mineen's grave Mubarak, Mazar Mubarak, they had a board there. And what that board read? A great communist leader. A great communist leader. They had that board and plaque by Imam Bukhari's grave Mubarak. Now everything is changed. I went there myself and saw. So that is what they did. So my brothers, my sisters, remember that not that we support Putin blindly. Now we support him. We say Putin is putting them in the right place. You see Europe, how foolish they were. They fell into the trap of the Americans. Yes, yes, we must apply sanctions. Yes, yes, we must do this. So Putin say, fine, no more gas for you, no more wheat for you, no more dust for you. So now, how many European countries are facing problems? There they are. See Australia. Australia, he lost the elections. Why? Majority of the people said, we can't afford the cost of living in Australia. Saturday, Morrison lost. Europe, same thing is going to happen. The euro is going to crash. And the ruble is increasing. The value is increasing. It's appreciating. And if you understand economics and finance, now the euro, it is depreciating and it is losing its value. It was a foolish decision on behalf of Europe to do that. But be that as it may, as long as he's punching America in the nose, he's punching Europe in the nose, and especially Germany, who is helping Israel so much, and the rogue apartheid regime of Israel, we will support you. So that is why we support Putin. Remember that, Putin, you put them in the right place. We're making dua for you. Right, inshallah, 8:30, we will see you. Barakallahu feek. Next up will be the Adhan, and then the news by my brother Uwais. Inshallah al-Aziz.
See, Ba says, Mustafa, I like the way you say, though he is a good harami.
Right, salam alaikum.